This is GQDN for November the 2nd, 2022. In today's news brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org, we have some Microsoft news, a little bit of The Last of Us, and a little bit of Call of Duty. But today, we begin with PlayStation. And PlayStation VR, because the launch date and the price has been set. So, this is brought to us by Destructoid.com and the PlayStation 5 VR will be released on February 22nd, 2023 for $550. So, there will also be a Horizon Call of the Mountain bundle for an additional $50. That'll be a download code. So, oh, by the way, PlayStation 5 and PlayStation VR 2 kit will be $1,000. As I keep saying, so, what do you think about the price? We're going to be talking about this in the weekly show. I guarantee that. Because, according to DualShockers.com, when that VR system comes out, there will be 11 titles to it. So, what are those titles? Well, I already said Horizon, but the additional titles will be Dark Pictures Switchback VR, which, by the way, I saw the introduction video to that, and oh boy, does that look good. Just saying. Crossfire Sierra Squad, The Light Brigade, Hello Neighbor Search and Rescue, Zenith The Last City, Tenticular Pistol Whip VR, Cities VR Enhanced Edition, Cosmonius High, Jurassic World Aftermath Collection, and After the Fall. So there's going to be a lot of titles coming out. When you come out with a new thing, VR, you gotta have a base to it, and this is going to be the base to it. But PlayStation just didn't have to do that. No. They are trying to sell God of War to the Japanese. So what did they do? Well, this comes to us from DualShockers.com. They released a video and was meant for song and dance. So yes, I did watch it before talking about this for GQDN. And this was just weird. This was just song and dance for God of War Ragnarok. Weird. Completely weird. But it is what it is. I bet Gulbin will put that in the weekly notes too. That's just the way that he is. Anyway, one more from Dual Shockers. And they were saying that Star Wars Jedi Survivor may be coming. In fact, with some of the, I don't want to say spoilers. No, that's not right. Some of the projections that were coming out from fans in different sites, they were saying that they were thinking that a major IP could be announced during the fourth quarter. Well, here we are. And it does look like that it could be Star Wars Jedi Survivor. In fact, there's an official teaser up on YouTube, which I did not see, done by EA Star Wars. So, which does look like to be the sequel, if this does come out, to Jedi Fallen Order. We'll see what happens there, I guess. All that was going on while Microsoft's board of directors had a meeting. And they basically went and voted against some independent reports into military contracts. Now, Microsoft does have a 10-year bid for $10 billion with the Department of Defense. And that's mainly for the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, otherwise known as JEDI. Go figure, we just talked about JEDI, Star Wars. But when you're doing something like this, and this comes from my personal experience being a part of the United States Navy, some things you do want to keep hush-hush, especially when it is or when it is concerning the United States military. So, some of the shareholders were interested in the deal, especially when it came to some of the civil and human rights and violations of privacy that was brought up during the last board meeting, which is the board meeting with the shareholders. So basically, they're trying to quash some of these different accusations by saying it would, quote, engage in discussions with the country's institutions, and that they also said, quote, we have an approach that ensures that people who have such concerns can raise them, and we work with theme to the extent feasible to address these concerns. Mm-hmm. Now, the verdict on the proposals won't be finished until the shareholders meeting on the 13th of December. So we'll see what happens there. As a matter of fact, I put the complete statement in the GQDN show notes up on our Discord. So you can go check them out there. Now we're going to get into some stuff, some different games, such as via Destructoid.com, Breakers Collection Open Beta kicks off November 4th. So what this is just a brawl, a fighter game. In fact, Cubite Interactive did say on Twitter, it's here! Breakers Collection launches on January 12th, 2023 for Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam. The online open beta will begin on November 4th, only on Steam. Add the game to your wish list. We'll see what happens. Some bad news for Call of Duty players. Well, Modern Warfare 2 rank play will not be arriving until next year. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And according to Trickard Studios on Twitter, says, confirmed, rank play arrives on Modern Warfare 2 in 2023. And we're working with our partners to deliver competitive modes, ranked skill division, visible skill ratings, top 250 leaderboard, competitive rewards. More details to come. Interesting, interesting. So we shall see what happens. But there is no solid date for rank play. Not yet, anyway. We'll know more when we get to next year. It's only a couple months away. Good God. Now, Eurogamer.net also said that Football Manager 2023 is delayed on PlayStation 5. In fact, the Sport Interactive boss, Miles Jacobson, did say, quote, we're devastated by this outcome, which we have worked tirelessly with our partners for a number of weeks to try to address. It was especially difficult to make the decision to delay, as it involves holding back a great game, which a number of talented people with SI have worked tremendously hard on for quite some time. But they did say that they will continue to do everything in their power to get the game into the hands of PlayStation 5 gamers very soon. So, when will it come out for PlayStation 5? It was supposed to come out, I believe, November of this year, but now it won't come out to next year. The quicker they get stuff done. But we will end today on a very good note, because Eurogamer once again did give us a board game. Well, at least some news for a board game. It is The Last of Us board game, and right now there is no known way to order it. You'll have to look it up on the web, but they did unbox it. And oh boy, board gamers will have fun with this one. You can go stealth or you can go combat. This is going to be looking very, very interesting. Anyway, that is it for today. Because you can find us at thegroupquest.com. Go look out for Don Forge at Don Forge on Twitter, at GroupQuest on Twitter. Me, I'm at Joe Brums. This has been a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, people, for more gaming news.